The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Good morning, Rabboisai! Don't ask why they do that. Lili Nishmas, Imi Morosi, Ruspas Mordechai, sponsored anonymously for this chus from my wife, Daniela Shifra, Ahuva Malka, who's taking the bar exam. Shravat Slacha, with tremendous gratitude and thanks to Hashem, dedicating today's shiur in honor of our son Boaz Yehuda, marriage to Sarah Lubetsky. May the MDY family share many simchas together, bracha, and something else, Jonathan Stefanski. The famous Jonathan Stefanski from Ramat Beit Shemesh. Third sponsor is Fred and Yogi Lushinsky in honor of the engagement of their daughter, Ariella Tezevi Sher. They just had another simcha the other day. May they be zoicha to build a bayis nem b'Yisrael. Paras HaChodesh is Michael Ben Mela in memory of his mother, Dvorah Fega Bas Shmuel, and father-in-law Menachem Mendel Ben Elchanan Zuchon Lebracha, and his merit to make it to Umar Rosh Hashanah this year. Okay. A lot of Breslovers in the room. Baruch Hashem. So there's a few new guys here, so they might not be used to this. I get a number of emails every day, and I read some of the better ones. Here's a nice long one from, I'm going to read his name the way I thought it's pronounced, Yoli Dopelt. Dear Abeli, my name is Yoli Dopelt, pronounced Dupelt. Many of your Talmidim may recognize my name as the owner of Yoli's Catering Takeout in Yerushalayim since leaving Israel 4 years ago. We're actually, it's going to be in today's sugya. Somebody left Eretz Yisrael and why he left. He has a good reason, I guess. I live in Borough Park where I own and operate a construction waste removal company and part of Chabura, New York City, headed by Rabbi Meir Shimon Eisenberger. When the new Daf cycle started last January, I started learning Daf Yomi with Chavrusa. You can imagine how long that lasted, as Daf Yomi slowly morphed into Daf Shavui and eventually Daf Chachi. I had many opportunities to start listening to Yeshir, but somehow never got around to doing it. Yeshua Aaron Price even took my WhatsApp number and he dropped into our Chabura headquarters in Borough Park during Chol HaMoed Sukkos 9 months ago. To not have this email drag on too long, maybe read it at 1.5 speed. In short, I said to myself, Daf Yomi Yeshir, you're going to understand this joke because there's another email that said that why the guy doesn't show up to Yeshir live. It's because he's used to watching it on Zoom, on YouTube, where he could speed it up to 1.5 speed, and I'm really slow live. So that's his joke over here. I said to myself, Daf Yomi Yeshir on Zoom or YouTube is for wimps. A real man like me learns with a chavrusa, even though at this point it was threatening to become a Daf Shnasi. Then everything changed. I walked into the side classroom at our base Heshi and Eli Dykman was listening to Yeshir and Yuma at 1.5 speed. I stood there unable to move following the great drama of every twist and turn in the shackle of attire. I realized that the man giving the Shir had an even shorter attention span than I have. I knew this was the beginning of a new era in my commitment to learning. It's been over a month now, and I cannot imagine ever listening to Shir as soon as it's uploaded to YouTube. Even my Yitzhahara doesn't have much to say in protest, as it's so stimulating, enjoyable, and fun. Thank you so much for filling up my day with what is missing most. Looking forward to hearing some Shir in person during my next visit to Eretz Yisrael. Yoel Alevi, how do you pronounce his name? Doppelt. P.S. On second thought, I will not be attending the Shir in person at the Chemesh, as it came to the Shir in Woodmere in the middle of a busy workday, and it was on regular speed. Oh, he's the guy that wrote it. I was the guy in the center back left that had my head bobbing up and down throughout. I will see you daily on YouTube at 1.5 speed. Yashar Koyach. Here is Yoeli himself. You guys know Yoeli? It's big. A lot of fans, Yoeli. Here's Elchanan Pressman. He sent me numerous emails. And it goes like this. We tried very hard to make our chasana while Eli would be in the USA, not to mention that both of our two sons' engagements occurred, no doubt, due to all the learning of the daf. If perhaps he can stop by for even just 1 minute on July 27th, would truly be amazing and be a tremendous chizuk. Invitation is attached, Elchanan Pressman. Then he sends this. Here's a list of all the wedding kibbutzim, and I really appreciate it because for my wedding, I'm going to need this. There's only one thing filled out, Misader Kiddushin, Eli Stefanski. So, I know it's a joke. He meant it as a joke, probably. I was offered once Siddur Kiddushin by Hillel Abrahams, and I turned it down. Not because I'm a big unov, just because I don't know what I'm doing. You have to know what you're doing. And I also turned down brachas by the chuppah, by the way. I don't like brachas by the chuppah. I have different gaiva. The The gaiva of getting a bracha by chuppah is not one of those gaivas that I enjoy. So, Yishkoyach, thanks for the kibud. Do we have any other emails here? Here's yesterday's picture of the chever here in Chicago. Now it's double, right, guys? They'll never know. There's food tonight, so there's a lot more guys. Baruch Hashem. Maybe we'll take another group photo with Ross and my good old friend Lewis is here today. A lot of good guys. By the way, here's another one, real quick one from Rabbi Arya Esterson. He's a Magid Shir in Boca. And he says that he really, occasionally I've been making charts and slides for my nightly Daf Yomi Shir, and I thought that attached charts might be helpful Daf Yotes and Chaf. Feel free to share if you think it's of value. If you notice any mistakes, thank you so much for all the time you put into delivering such an engaging shir. As a Rebbe, I've always appreciated the time you take to make the shir a very visual experience. There's no other shir I know where just listening causes you to miss out on so much. Here are the charts that he made. I don't think I'll be using them, but they're very cool. Maybe we'll use one or two. We'll see. There are a lot of them. All right, so here we go. This goes over here. We are holding Daf Chaf. We are discussing schach made out of mats. So we actually use these stuff, these mats. These are reed mats. And in the time of the Gemara, they used to use them to occasionally sleep on them. Rashi says they were very tough, very uncomfortable. And we had a machlokes yesterday. We finished off the sugya saying, not so much the sugya, but yesterday's daf, that when it comes to a very large mat, everybody agrees that no one would manufacture a large mat for sleeping. It's way too big. So then it's manufactured for schach, and therefore, if it's manufactured for schach, it's not makabel tumah. Why? Because plain pieces of wood, flat pieces of wood, are not makabel tumah. They're not susceptible to tumah. In order to be makabel tumah, it has to have some sort of base kibble. It has to be a kli. It has to be able to hold something. However, there's one exception to the rule. If you make this mat for sleeping purposes, then it is susceptible to tumah because that's tumas medrash. When somebody sits on something, there's a serious tumah involved. Whether it's a yeledes, nida, a zav, zava, those kind of people that have tumah, they can transmit the tumah through sitting, sleeping, etc. So if it's a smaller mat, the Gemara says it's machloikas. Okay, so that's where we're holding right now. Says the Gemara on the top of Daf Chaf on the Aleph. And I don't know, it's like 8 lines down. Amar Le Abaya. 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 lines down. Amar Le Abaya. Ihachi. I don't like your Pshat Rava. Ihachi Rebleza Oymer Achas Ktanav Achas Doilo. So Rashi explains that typically the way the Gemara would say is say the smaller Chiddush first, and then the bigger Chiddush afterwards. So why would it say achas ktanav, achas doyla? Achas doyla, achas ktanav mi boyle. The wording is reversed. If everybody agrees that gdoyla is good for schach, then that should be the first word. And then it should say achas doyla. Certainly a large mat is appropriate for schach. Achas ktanav. And then go to the bigger chiddush, the ktanav. That's how it should be. That's a normal way that the Gemara talks. Rashi brings a number of examples where the Gemara's lashon was like that. So it doesn't fit so well into the wording, says the Gemara. Void. And another bigger question is, ki pligi begdoilu de pligi. In fact, you're telling me there's no machloikas. Oh, let me. They're probably talking to me. I don't hear them. Okay, here. Now I hear you guys on Zoom, and you probably are telling me to center it. I'm sorry. Okay, here we go. What is Abby Mandelbaum doing up at this hour? I don't know. The guys in Israel should be sleeping, the boy side. Okay. Ramosha Feinstein is on! Baruch Mechaya Mason! Wow, it was a great email. Wherever he is, Ramosha Feinstein was a great, great email. I loved it. A lot of people. Actually, two people wrote to me about Moshe Feinstein's email. Epic. It was an epic email. Both legend, Noam and, oh, Shalom Aleichem Moshe, how you doing? You should be zoich to be like your great grandfather. Here he is. Everybody, you want to see what he looks like? Here he is on Zoom.
Is his father David Feinstein?
I don't know. They want to know who your father is. Fine. No, Reb Ruvain is his grandfather. Let's go, Victor. Okay. Ihochi Reb Lezer Oymer Achas Kano V'Achas Gdoilo. Fine, we said. Boy. Keep pligi, b'gdoyli pligi. In fact, the whole machloikis is in a large mat. You're telling me a whole Torah that there's no machloikis in a large mat, only in a smaller mat, but it's not true. The machloikis is in the large mat, not in the small mat. I know, it's very technical. You came at a perfect daf, Ross. Keep pligi, b'gdoyli pligi. Verbelezer l'chumra. B'sanyo, because we learned. Machtzel sakan b'gdoyli b'sachem ba. Verbelezer oimer, it made him a kabel stum, b'sachem ba. You see that even in it says Mefurish in the Braisa, the Machloikas is in a large mat, not in a small mat. Okay, that's a biased question on Rava. Ela Omar Rav Papa. Let's see if I have here. Oh my gosh. Sometimes these charts, I appreciate Rabbi Eshelson's work, but Ela Omar Rav Papa. Okay, what is this going to be? Here, this is a guy, this is a mat made for sleeping, this is a mat made for a sukkah. If you have intent for a sukkah, everybody agrees it's good. If you have intent for sleeping, everybody agrees that it's mekabel tumah, it's not good. And this is a stam mat. We don't know what his intent was. So Tanakama, big mat says it's okay. Tanakama, small mat says no good. Okay, whatever. You guys get the whole thing. Pause it. Check it out. Good stuff. It's a lot of work. Whatever you did is a lot of work. Fine. Elora, public Tanakuliyam, le pligi, the stam is shiva. What's good about Daf Yomi is that if this sugi is boring to you or it doesn't, whatever, it's going to be over in five lines and we're going to go on to another topic. When it's small, everybody agrees that it's for sleeping. And if it's for sleeping, it's mekabel tumah. And if it's mekabel tumah, it's not proper for schach. Schach cannot be mekabel tumah. That was a Mishnah. It has to be something that grows from the ground and it's not mekabel tumah. The whole machlokes is in a large mat. Tanakama holds that when they manufacture these mats, most of the time it's for shade purposes. It doesn't necessarily mean for a sukkah. Could be in India, but they use it for shade. And therefore, it's good schach. Most of the time, Rebbe Elazar says they manufacture it for sleeping purposes, and therefore it's mekabel tumah, therefore it's no good for a sukkah. So then the wording is slightly interesting because it says it was manufactured for sleeping. In fact, it's not what you're telling me. You're telling me that most of the time it's made for sleeping, not it was specifically made for sleeping. So the Gemara says, you're right, that's what it means. Most of the time, without any specification, they manufacture it. When they sell this stuff, they sell it for laying down, for leaning on it, for sleeping on it, and therefore it's mekabel tumah. Until he specifically makes it for schach. Machzelah shel shifa. Shifa is a type of product, whatever it's called in English. What is it called? Huh? Rush?
Rush.
It's a soft, whatever it is, it's a softer material. So softer, now it causes more of an issue. People are going to be using it for sleeping. Vishalgami. Some sort of, I don't know, rubberish, something. G'doyla misachemba, k'tana ein misachemba. If it's large, you could use it because it's made for shade, but if it's small, it's made for sitting on, sleeping on. Shel kanim. Kanim is hard. Vishel chelos. What does he teach, the article chelos? I don't know what it is. Sedge. Okay, great. I don't know what that means. Now, pay attention to this word. If you don't have nekudos, it's very important. This is, it's a machlokes rishonim how to read this word. But Rashi learns this word gedula. You would read it without nekudas, you'd probably read it gedula, because that's what the whole sugi is talking about, gedula and ktana. Says Rashi, no. We're talking about gedula. Gedula means braided. Misakchimba. Aruga ain misakchimba. Braided is too difficult to sit on, because they're larger braids, they're larger pieces, they're ropey and knotty, and it's not comfortable. I don't know, maybe something like this. I have no idea what they're trying to depict here. To me, it all looks the same. But I guess if it's white, it's comfortable. Maybe not. I have no idea. I don't know what racist kind of things he's trying to do. I have no idea. They look the same to me. One is bumpier. Okay, this guy's bumpier. Sheep of Shigemi, but the opposite. Rashi says this is softer. I don't know. Okay. Next, he made a good picture. Great. So, misakhamba aruga, but if it's woven nicely, a misakhamba, because now I could, if it's, If it's a fine weave, I could sit on it, I sleep on it, and therefore it's mekabel tuma, it's not good for schach. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi Yoimim Shumaviv. Again, remember, once I mentioned Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi and the whole story with Rabbi Yossi, we had him a number of times, we're gonna have him more. Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yossi, says in the name of Rabbi Yossi, achazu achazu, whether it's gedula and aruga, it's braided, not braided, misakhimba. Even the aruga, even the fine weave, you can use it as schach, v'chein hoi Rabbi Yossi Yoimer, kidvarov. Great. Tanan also. So we learned over there, So now, as I was walking up here, a yeshiva bacher came over and he said, oh, it's going to be tough stuff. It's going to be tumah. Not tough at all. But yeshiva guys get very nervous. As soon as you mention the word tumah, they have no idea what's flying. Because in Baba Kamim, the first three daf in Baba Kamim and Baba Basra don't have anything about tumah, and they get very nervous. So, we're talking about Ava Tumah, the way it works, the very, very simple chart. The reason why I pull out this chart every time is because most guys that go to the daf and they see this chart a number of times, it becomes second nature. Here's a dead guy. Dead guy is Avi Avais Tumah. It's the highest category of Tumah. If he touches a human being, that guy becomes an Ava Tumah. We're talking about Ava Tumah, how to get to Ava Tumah. So the Gemara starts off saying, called a chaitzala, whatever chaitzala is, believe it or not, we're going to say it's a bag of some sort. But called a chaitzala is metamim tmei meis. They can become a avatuma, divi rebi doisa. V'chacham moimim medras. Now, if you say that, it's a tough crowd. If you're telling me that it can become a tmei meis, is there a problem over there? Okay. No problem. You need a new phone, dude. So he can't turn his phone off and I hear myself over and over. Now the guy's gonna write me an email that was nasty to another guy in the chair. How dare you? Okay, fine. Not you, I got other ones since you. It's also you. Thank you. But if you want good coffee, you go to him. Espresso shop, coffee, whatever it's called. Is it, what's the name? Espresso shop coffee. See, huh? Baruch Hashem. Okay. So, where is it? It's in the suburbs over here. We'll talk about it after. Does anybody want directions, everything, but not right now, please. Shkoya, thanks. I appreciate it. So, if the Gemara tells me that this chaitzala, whatever it is, let's call it a bag, just for cheating purposes, it's a bag. If this bag can become tameh, tmei meis, if a dead person touches it, become tameh, it's probably telling me that it's not tameh if somebody sits on it. Because that's a whole other category. The category of a dead person touching it, it becomes tameh. Then come chacham and say, well, let's see, the chacham oimim, medrash. It becomes tameh when somebody sits on it. Seems like medrasint made mace light. Well, it's the exact opposite. If Chachamim say that it's only if somebody sits on it, meaning somebody that's tamei sits on it, a man who has an emission of ziva, it's a certain disease, he's a zav, and he sits on it, it becomes a tamei, meaning a couch. A couch becomes tamei when if it's something that's made for sitting, so somebody that sits on it becomes, and that person is tummy, it becomes tummy. But it seems like it only becomes tummy through sitting and sleeping. Tmei meis loy, but not through tmei meis, but vanant nan. But we learned in the Mishnah, kol hametamei medrash metamei tmei meis. It's the opposite. If it's susceptible to tumah from sitting on it, then it's certainly susceptible to tumah if a dead person touches it. Yeah, you're right. Ema af medrash. When Chacham say medrash, they didn't mean only medrash to exclude the tumah from a dead person. They meant to say, in addition to the regular tumas meis that a regular kli can receive, this bag could also receive tumah if a zav sits on it. Because, think about it, if a zav sits on my computer, it doesn't become tameh. The only time a Zav and a Nida and all these people that are Tameh have inherent Tumah, they're physically Tameh, could be Metama something by sitting on it, it's if it's designed for sitting. Like a seat and a couch. but a laptop not. And when the Gemara tells me that it's susceptible to Tumah, this chotzala, whatever it is designed for sitting. Okay. My chotzala is, but what is this thing that we're talking about? I love when the Gemara does that. The Torah does it also sometimes. What's man? Sapichis. What's sapichis? I don't know. But, okay, so it's marzoivli. What's chaitzlis marzoivli? Shkoyach. It's almost as, sometimes the Irish girl does it also. It's a fancy word, and then it tells you, kemakfenin. Shkoyach. What's that? Now you have to take out Google and check, okay, fine. So the Gemara, my marzoivli. What does marzoivli mean? Oh, my Rabbi Abba. Mazbali. Wow. It's also not good. But Rashi knows what Mazbali is, and he says it's leather bags. Check it out. I found a picture, and it's to prove you that there are people that use bags to sleep on. I'm serious. That's what it says. What? A leather bag. There are people, right, so these are people, the shepherds, they're not really supposed to be sleeping on the job, but once in a while, when they're tired, they grab the bag, and they sleep on it. Okay. Reb Shimon Lakish Omer, Machtzolis Mamish. We're not talking about bags. We're talking about just regular these guys. Mats. Vazer Shlokish Tamei. Domer Shlokish. Hareini Kaporas Rebichio Uvonov. Wow. So in Hebrew, even till this day, they say Kapara Alecha. You ever went to Eretz Yisrael? Every Sfarad loves to say it. Kapara, Kapara. What does it mean? It's this Gemara right over here. It means that it's a lotion of kavod. I don't think that they're serious when they say it, because it's very serious. It means that the pain and different inflictions that I have should be a kapara for that person. Now, it's easy to say for Rebbe Chiya. I want to point out, we're talking about Rebbe Chiya and his sons. So the Gemara in Bava Metzia, in Asar Chazapayalim, tells us, there's a number of stories about Reb Chiya. Reb Chiya used to plant flax, and then he would grow, and he'd make a whole thing, make nets out of it, then he would catch deer, then he would shecht the deer, then he would sell the deer, and write Sefer Torah, and Bekitzer, whole story how he brought Torah to Klai Yisrael, kept Torah in Klai Yisrael. But there's a very interesting story. I figured it, you know, it's hard to come up with Gishmaka stories here. So the Gemara says that there was a Talmud Chacham that learned with Eliyahu HaNavi.
Kol Halashon.
And he said, the Talmud Chacham tells Eliyahu HaNavi, I want to see the Gdolim. Show me the Gdolim. Take me on a Gdolim trip. Like, Bensi Friedman now in where is he? In Hungary.
Ukraine.
See, I don't know, now they're going to make fun of me again. So I didn't know that the best is in Ukraine. I know, he said he's going to the Marsha and all that stuff. Okay, fine. So, Eliyahu HaNavi takes him on a trip. And he says, but one thing, do yourself a favor, do not look at the throne of Reb Chiya. So he says, how will I know what the throne of Reb Chiya looks like? He says, okay, all the other thrones, the malachim are moving them around, up and down. Reb Chiya travels on its own, whatever that means, I have no idea. The Talmud Chacham was on his trip, and he couldn't control himself. And he took a nice look at the throne, and his eyes singed, they burnt. So then he went to Reb Chiya's caver, And he said, listen, Reb Chiya is the one that wrote the Tosefta. So he says, I teach your Tosefta to everybody. Do me a favor, give me back, you know, daven for me. And, okay, so that's Reb Chiya. Reb Chiya, you can't look at his throne. You look at his throne, it burns your eyes. So it says like this. Rish Lakish said, Hareini Kaparas. When a person is nifter, you say, I should be his kapara. The surim that I'm getting should be for Lili Neshama, so to speak. In the beginning, when some, not all the Torah, some of the Torah, says Rashi, was forgotten from Klai Yisrael, from the tzaras that Klai Yisrael had, they forgot the Torah. Allah Ezra mibavav yizda, so Ezra came from Bavel, and he established it. He brought it back. Chazav nishtakcha, then it was forgotten again. Allah hilal abavli v'yizda, the famous Hillel. He came from Bavel, he came to Yisrael, and he brought it back. Chazav nishtakcha. And then again, it was forgotten. Oh, so here we are. Reb Chiya is brought it back. So this is Reb Chiya. Le'nechliku, and what does he say? Le'nechliku Rebbe Doisev HaChachamim al Machtzali Shul Usha. There's no machloikis when it comes to the the different mats of Ushoshim Tmeyois, they are made for sleeping. They're made specifically for that and not for anything else. And therefore, again, very simple. Something that's made for sleeping is Mekabel Tuma. Mekabel Tuma, you cannot use it for your sukkah. We just turned it up Chaf Amud Beis, sponsored by the MDY Tehillim Group. For all those who need, this is a $1,000 sponsorship. That's what we say it. I'm just explaining to the new guys here. For all those who need Shiduchim, Refuas, and Yeshuas, it's for a month. $1,000 for a month. Please join Tehillim.8mindav.com. Vishal Tveria, but the mats of Tveria, which are tougher and harder to sleep on, Shein Tairais, nobody uses it for sleeping. That's crazy. Amen Nechlik, it's like sleeping on a carpet versus sleeping on a bunch of, on cement. So the ones from Tveria nobody sleeps on, so the Namakabal Tuma, great tzchach. Amen Nechliku, where's the Machlekes? Ashram Rekoimus, other places. Mar Sovar B'Deisi holds, Kivin the Lek of the Yosef Elayu, nobody sleeps on them, Kivin the Tveria Damian, they're like the hard stuff. Well, Mar Sovar, Kivin the Mikri of the Yosef Elayu, once in a while, it happens to be, they're gonna sit on it, Kiddush Adamian, then the Chalam say them Kabal Tuma. Fine. Amar Mar, Kolach Yitzolis Mitamim Tmei Meis, Dirir B'Deisa. All these bags, these chutzolos are matamat meimeis reb doisa. Vatanya v'chein hoya reb doisa oimer kedvarav. So we say that like reb yosi that what gdula and the ones that are woven easy not easy it's considered schach it's not a kli. Says gemara lekashi ha de isle gedanfa ha de lesle gedanfa. It's not a contradiction. Why? Because I took the liberty to take the picture that we had over here. Here, let me just show you my chart. I like, this is what it looked like. And I made this. It has a little bit of a, okay, you can't even see, whatever. It's not just plain red. It has a little bit of a shade in it. It's beautiful stuff. This is a rim. If a person makes a rim around his schach, now it's like a kli. Now it's mekabel. It has a base kibul. You can put fruit in it and they won't roll out, let's say. Oh, once it has a base kibul, once it's a kli, now it's mekabel tuma. Mekabel tuma, I can't use it for schach. Meisvei chitzolos shel sham, this rush stuff that you said, shel gemi. So now we're talking about four different types. You have chitzolos made out of sham, rush, shel gemi, soft stuff, v'shel sack. Says Rashi, sack, a sack is made out of goat hair. V'shel sfira is made out of horse hair. He says from the tail of the horse, like today we, you know, the brushes that we have, different, you know, the hat brushes, the shoe, made out of horse hair. Mitamot may mace. So, it's a kli, and it, therefore, it's susceptible to tuma. Divir ribidaisa. It's not meant for sitting on, it's meant for holding things. V'chacham oimrim, af medris. Here, look, and over here it says the word af, which is very important. Before we didn't have the word af, the Gemara said that we have to say af. Af means even, not only tmei meis, but even sitting on it. If it's bags, marzoivli, there's some sort of, they could hold stuff. So if it's made out of sham and gemi, what are you going to do with it? So sham and gemi have very, it's hard to make it tight. So it has nice sized holes in it. What can you do with it? Chazu likin to the peri. I think you have a picture here. Oh. See this guy? Kin to the peri. You don't even see the fruit, but I thought the guy is a good guy. So I thought it was a cool picture. He's going barefoot. He has fish in the bag. Fine. But he has some sort of fruit coming out of here. Since the holes are very large, you could put large fruit in it. You could hold apples, watermelons, whatever it is. Shall sack, v'shal sfira, but if it's a tight woven fabric, what do you do with that? Chazu ligavalki v'tzine, so you can use it for like beans and smaller fruit. Elo lemando omar machtzolis mamish, but if you're telling me that it's not a bag, it looks something like this, it's a mat. V'shalim shal sack v'shal sfira, chazu parasiv enaf vasa. So if it's made out of goat hair and horse hair. So I can use it as a sifter. I can use it as a curtain. Beautiful curtain. Elo shel sham v'shel gemi l'may chazu. But this other stuff, this rush stuff, what are you going to do with it? Says the Gemara, chazu l'nez yasa. Very interesting. I actually found the picture. In English, it's called a keg coat. You put it on top of your beer keg. That's what the Gemara says. Nazioso is beer. It keeps it nice and cold. Here. Drink and be merry, whatever. This is more of the fabric that we're talking about. This I just did because I saw they actually have something like that. A keg coat. So I put both of them. But this is what we're talking about. Something like a sack. Here. They cover their beer kegs. And some say, okay, now this is easy because the exact same words, just in reverse. If you say that it's mats, okay, it's great for beer. If you're talking about a bag, so there's different bags. One bag covers the beer, the other bag carries stuff. It could be a sifter. But if you say it's a bag, if it's fine stuff, okay, it can hold beans and then smaller fruit. Just the reverse Gemara. Question is how they read it in those days. What can you do with the other stuff? You can use it for larger fruit. Tanya, Rav Chananya. Here, Louis, you're not going to like this. When I left Eretz Yisrael and I went to America, why would anybody do that? So Rashi says he did it la'aber sashana. He had to teach them the calendar. Those days didn't have calendar. So he had to say, look, this year there's a 13, there's no reason to go to America, says the Gemara. That's right. Otherwise, what? He went to his son's wedding. No, some people won't go to your cousin, who happens to be my chavrusa, told me that if his daughter gets married in America, I'll see you later. I'm never leaving Eretz Yisrael, he told me. That's what he said. Yeah, because we have a new house and there's moving trucks and everything. No, we are not moving back to, anybody that's wondering, we're not moving back to America, but my wife's stuff is moving to America. No, we only had 3 moving trucks, 3 days straight. That's how much stuff we have because we never made Aliyah, we never made a lift, so we need a place for our stuff. So she bought a nice storage facility in Lincolnwood. I don't know, 5,000 square storage, because we need about a 500 feet of it. And Baruch Hashem! Go tell her. Yep. Meanwhile, but by the way, and half the stuff is still in storage. After 3 days, and then she said, that's it, and I have to worry about the wedding. Okay. We'll talk about this later, Rabbi Yisrael. When I went down to Golos, I found the old man, in other words, the Talmud Chacham, Vomerli, Misakachim Bivudyo. You could use these mats because most mats are made for schach. And when I came to Rabbi Yeshua, my uncle hoidel dvarav, and he said, "Great." Gedanfa, remember the red stuff, the no rim around it, because if it has a rim, then it becomes a kli, and a kli is mekabel tuma. Omarula, hanabed yasa d'bnei mechayza. If it didn't have that rim, you're allowed to use it as schach. And then, what else? And if it has a rim, you can't use it if it's mekabel tuma. Hadron aloch sukkah. Hadron aloch sukkah, the first paragraph of sukkah. Hadron aloch sukkah. We should really sing a song. If you're MDY, would sing a song. But you guys don't know how to sing, L'chaira. Is anybody here knows how to sing? I say min toivu, mazel toivu, mazel toivu, say min toivu, yevei lanu, l'chol Yisrael v'avei, say min toivu, mazel toivu, yevei lanu, l'chol Yisrael v'avei, say min toivu, mazel toivu, mazel toivu, say min toivu, yevei lanu, l'chol Yisrael v'avei, say min toivu, mazel toivu, mazel toivu, I'm telling you, Rabbi Yisai, in London, there was, I think it was 40 guys that got together in North Miami Beach. We're getting there. Slowly, slowly, Chicago is catching up. We are going to beat them. I'm telling you, we're going to beat them. Lewis is in charge. They go with Bensi and a few other guys. Where's Yaakov today? Yaakov Calvi is not here today. Oh, we need him. We need him. Huh? Ross? We'll put Ross in charge? Okay, I'll invite you. Yitzi Weiss says he wants to do something big in his new place that, what is it called? Via Venue. He wants to do something via, maybe Thursday night. We'll see. All right. Brand new Perek Raboisai. Hayoshen Tachas Hamito. So Rashi says right away that the main thing of a sukkah is, the official Mishnah is sponsored by Fishel. There's a lot of sponsorships going on here. Hayosh and Tachas Hamita. There's three main things that happen in a sukkah. That is eating, drinking, and sleeping. Sleeping is dangerous because even a Shenas Arai must be in a sukkah. And whereas eating, if you eat some sort of snack or whatever, maybe you're not chayv in the sukkah. So if you sleep underneath the bed, lo yotza yidei chavasa, there's a great picture here. Not that we need it. I needed pictures when we need them. Okay, this you can imagine what it looks like to sleep underneath a bed, but it's good to visualize it. Guy sleeps on his bed, he's not yotza. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, nehagim ayinu shein tachas, and certainly, by the way, certainly if we sleep in the house, you're not yotza. I'm just FYI. Now, I will point out, I need to point this out. When I was about 10 years old, there was a big, big storm coming into New York. We lived in Flatbush. It was like, I don't know, it was like 10 below zero. That, for me as a kid. My father went out and bought me 3 pairs of long underwear. And he dressed me up and he said, we're going to sleep in the sukkah. The reason why I'm saying this is because I'm thinking back to that. To that, like that and a few other things, like when he woke us up at 4 in the morning for different things. I'm serious about this. The impact that it made on me, he showed me, it stayed for life, his mesiras nefesh for a mitzvah. And I'm saying this to the adults, when you perform a mitzvah like that in front of your kids, you have no idea what it does to the kid. When you show the kid, there's nothing that's going to stop us. We are going to get the best sleeping bag. We went to a special store. We got the one that minus 40 degrees and this and that. We were so hot. I remember trying to come out of it and, you know, the whole thing. It leaves an impact. We don't know. It leaves an impact. But a mamasher penetrates the neshama, I believe. I was thinking about also that time when we 4 o'clock in the morning, wake us up for kaparis. Today I do, you know, like many others, you do kaparis on money, whatever. But the thing, we gotta go. No, it's 4 o'clock. We're going to kaparis. We don't care. It does. It leaves a big roishim on the kids. Hayotzi nachdamito basoka layotzi dechivasi. Oh, Rabbi Yehuda, no yagim oyinu sheinu yishenim takas amito b'fnei askenim. So Rabbi Yehuda says we had this already before. We used to sleep underneath the bed. I guess there's no room in the sukkah, so to be together with imagine the Gdolei Hador sleeping in the sukkah. They wanted to be in their presence, so they slept under the bed. From the fact that they didn't say anything to us, it's a raya that you could sleep under the bed. What would be the heter to sleep under the bed? What's the problem with the bed? First of all, the problem with the Tanakama is that we're sleeping in another oil that's within the sukkah. So you're not sleeping in the sukkah, you're sleeping under something else. Or you could say no. The bed is bottled to the sukkah. It's an oil arai inside an oil teva. You can't have a temporary roof or, what's the better word, oil, whatever, however you say oil in English. You can't have a temporary oil in a permanent oil, which is the sukkah. The sukkah overtakes it and it's bottled. It's like sleeping under your blanket. You're not going to say, oh, you're under a blanket, you're under oil, so you're not in the sukkah. No, the blanket is bottled to everything else that's going on. That's the two ways to look at it. There's a famous slave called Tavi. The Gemara talks about in Brachas. Remember, they freed him to become mitzarif to minyan. At one point, there was a Gemara. I forgot where it was. Rav Gamliel was so excited because he knocked out Tavi's tooth by mistake, and he goes running to Rav Yeshua. He says, "Oh, I just knocked out Tavi's tooth." So therefore, he's free finally. And now he goes from doing mitzvahs like a woman to being chayv in all the mitzvahs. So Yeshua said, no, you just admitted to me that you knocked out his tooth. So you might be knas. Might be knas is potter. He doesn't go out. He's not free. Okay, that was that Gemara. But anyways, Tavi was a big Talmud Chacham. We saw in a few places. He slept under the bed. Why? Because he is, has mitzvahs like a woman. A woman is parted from sleeping in the sukkah. It's mitzvah azeshah. Do you notice my slave? He's a big talmud chacham. But what can you infer from this story? Therefore, he slept under the bed. He's saying, look at Tavi. Tavi knows he doesn't have to sleep in his house. But you cannot sleep under a bed. A regular person can't, unless you're a woman or a slave. But like, I don't mean it like that. I know you're looking at me like, you rabbis, you. It's like slaves and women. No! Mrs. Hazesha is man grandma. Women are lemalim and azman. They don't, you ever go to a wedding with a woman? They're not chayvim mitzvahs that Azman Tali. But leka asara, what's going on here? If it doesn't have 10 tfachim, then why is it a oil? Tirgum ashmua, b'mita asara. So like in this picture right over here, this bed has 10 tfachim, it's high off the ground. Why? Typically, a oil is only a tefach. But you're talking about a oil, the Rishonim discussed this, you're talking about a oil inside another oil, so therefore it has to be a serious oil. A oil of 10 tfachim. Right, because we just finished sugyas about having a tefach. That's enough. That's significant to catch the tumah, all sorts of things. Right, we learned about this just the other day. So it's usually a tefach. What's this 10 tfachim business? So they're trying to say because when you're in another sukkah and the sukkah acts as an oil, so in order to cancel out the oil of the sukkah, it has to be a real serious 10 tfachim oil like a real sukkah, which is 10 tfachim. Not awesome. We're not going to go, we're just going to try to finish up this Amud. We're going to finish up in the middle of a sugya, we'll continue tomorrow, but why not? Says the Gemara like this, and there's a lot of sushi and a lot of chicken, geshmaka stuff from Great Chicago, so everybody help yourself. After, as I see you guys are so polite, you don't want to eat during shir, but I'm not taking that stuff home, so you better help yourself. Not awesome. Echad char shecharu mayim. So now we're talking about different oil, cavities that were created on their own, not with human intent. Does that count as an oil for Tuma? So let's go back a couple days for those who weren't here. If there's a roof and there's a dead person under the roof, so anything under that roof, even away from the dead person, 20 feet away. So let's take this room, for instance. Chas v'shalom, there's a dead person laying here. So any kli, any person that's at the end of the room becomes tummy because the way tumah works, it spreads out in the room. It gets caught by the roof. That's provided that there's a tefach space or whatever space there is for the tumah to roam. Otherwise, what happens is, if there's less than a tefach, the tumah breaks right through like in a grave. If the grave is close to the dead person, then it breaks through the grave and it's mitame everything above the grave. So what about char shecharu mayim? Here's a beautiful picture of water that eroded out the stone here and created what? Rosh Hanikra. Created one tefach of space here, but it wasn't made by a human being. Or shrotzim, if you need to see a picture of the shrotzim doing it, they made that too. Here's a couple of rats that burrow through here. Great. Or shachlu melachas. Or the salt from the water eroded it. How about this? The guy never had intent to create a bunch of oilim and rooftops. He just threw down a bunch of bricks and they happened by itself. Or a pile of wood. So you have all these spaces in them. So what if there's a dead something in here? Does it create tumah? Says the Gemara, that is considered an oil, even though you didn't make it. Or if you made it, you didn't make it with intent. And that's it for today. Says Rabbi Yehuda, that if you don't have intent, yes, a human being put down the bricks and the wood, but he had no intent to create cavities. It just happened. That's not considered an oil. In order for an oil to function as an oil and bring the tumah through and through, like a pipe of tumah, it has to be done with intent. Have a wonderful day.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.